Apartment dwellers in Korea can all tell you they have had this experience at least once. You walk into the bathroom to get washed up in the morning, turn on the faucet, and nothing happens. No water, no nothing. That's only when you vaguely remember seeing a sign on the bulletin board in the elevator about a water main check, some plumbing thing, and go, "Oh, that was today," and reach for a hat. We do take water for granted, don't we? But just an hour-long water main check would put us in our place real quick. Not only can we not wash ourselves, it's also hard to cook, impossible to do the dishes or wash our clothes. We can't even flush the toilet. Today is World Water Day, designated by the United Nations to highlight the importance of fresh water, as well as to advocate for the sustainable management of freshwater resources. So today, even if it's just for one day in the year, what do you say that we really do stop taking water for granted and think about ways in which we could improve the ways we use water individually? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was B1A4 with 물 한 잔, a glass of water. World Water Day may only be one of the many, many special days designated and observed by the UN, but they do this because these issues call for and deserve our attention, even if it's only one day a year. And there has to be a difference between thinking about an issue once and, well, never. When we would have those notices on our apartment elevator wells about the water being turned off, I remember kind of panicking and thinking, okay, we gotta just store up all our water. We buy a few big liters of water, and then I would just fill up pots and pots, all the pots that I own, with water so that I could use it to brush my teeth and wash my face. And you get pretty stingy with that water that you saved up when that issue is in your face. So it is a really, really good reminder. And, you know, it's a reminder that we need, especially because it's kind of difficult to think about how precious fresh water is in a city here like Seoul, where we don't have difficulty getting clean water. But that is not the case in other parts of the world, right? So I think World Water Day is definitely a day worth paying attention to and observing. So wherever you are in the world, let's observe this day. Take a moment to think about water and whether or not we have been using it well. That, of course, leads me to my daily question. Where are you? Our global roll call is coming up just around the corner. So tell me where you are, what you're doing, and maybe even what the water situation is in your part of the world. Don't forget to also send in song requests. And feel free to share your Sayonder stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you're streaming us via YouTube on youtube.com/KBS World Radio Service, you can leave your messages there as well. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also text me at sharp 8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. Today is hump day. which means Kyo Top 10 is coming up in part two of the show, so stick around for our mini trip back in time. Now I'll be back with that roll call after this. Here is Ang Myu with 물 만난 물고기, or Fish in the Water. 'One Fine Day' is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now, it's 5:22 p.m. Gosh, it's really warm today. Yes, I think it peaked at 24 degrees. And I was kind of doubtful, but when I did go out into the fresh air, I was like, wow, it is warm. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? Time for our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are, and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio, of course. Where are you? All right, listener Yumi Jung writes in for us today. Writing today, I went to the kids' school because they had an open class for the parents. I was slightly moved to see them sitting in class. The kids presented their dreams, and there were a lot of kids who said they want to become an idol. I think the open class was also a way to teach the parents. Listening to the teachers led me to look back on myself and make some resolutions. I've been a bit impatient with the kids lately, but starting today, I'm hoping to arm myself with 괜찮아, 그럴 수도 있지. Yes, you gotta sometimes take a breath and be like, yes, kids will be kids. That's very true, very true. And we were like that, right? We all had that kind of stumbling moments, and so can't judge the other. I know, easier said than done, but it's wonderful that you got to see your kids in action. Hema1512 writes, hi, DJ Lena. Today is Lunar New Year in India, so I am with my family today. Oh, wow. Well, happy Lunar New Year. Hope you guys are having a wonderful family day. Lim Twist says, are you wiping your glasses or opening some candies? I'm reminded of the times I used to sneak in some snacks during class. I came to Osaka on a business trip this morning, and it is 26 degrees here right now. Ooh, I'm already fearing Japan's humid, unpleasant summer. Yes, you and us both here in Korea, I can already feel like, that summer's gonna feel really long, really long. But it's not here yet, so let's enjoy the spring for now. As for what I'm doing in the picture for today's Instagram, I don't really remember, but I don't think I have anything in my hands. I just remember I was laughing at something funny that was being said. So yes, but you can use your imagination. I could be doing any of those things. Candy, glasses. Listener Ian King says, 미소가 아름다운 정연 언니. I changed the curtains at home today. The mood at home's gotten better, and I am feeling refreshed as well. I wish the fine dust will go away soon, too. Yes, that dust is not clearing up. With the warmth of the temperatures, we usually have the dust hand in hand, so come on, we're pros at this now at this point, right? Definitely so. Chisukim0801 writes, it's very warm today. Hope there will be no more cold snaps. I don't know. If it gets too hot, I think we might be wishing for a little refreshing kind of break from the heat. I don't even want to say heat. I don't want to jinx it. Johnny4900 writes, hello. I am still catching up with the podcasts after COVID knocked all my energy out last week. I had to cancel my Dreamcatcher trip while I was symptomatic, but I did enjoy Twice's comeback at home. I found out a major national chain store stocks some albums here. But I prefer to order from the dedicated K-pop store I visit when in Atlanta. All right. Yes, definitely. When you got your go-to places, right? And you even build up maybe a rapport with the owners. That's the way to go. But, you know, I guess when you're in a pinch, you can always cross-reference with whatever stock is in the national chain. I hope you are feeling better post-COVID. And I hope you'll have a very speedy recovery with no long COVID symptoms whatsoever. That's really the best we can wish each other. Hope you feel better soon and welcome back to our message boards. All right, let's take a look at some requests. Listener Lee BN0803 wrote us during a rerun and said, "Hello, Lena Unni. It's my first time listening to this channel and I am so enjoying One Fine Day. I can't understand 100%. 100%, or maybe though. In any case, we understand what you said." So I hope you enjoy our playlist and keep on tuning in. And Lee BN wants to listen to Moon Jong-up's Us. All right, we'll get that ready for you. Jungsuk 72 writes, "Nomu ippun DJ Lena. I was so tired yesterday that I dropped by the pharmacy to buy a highly concentrated vitamin ampoule. At this age, I think I could use some help from meds. Well, you seem to be very good at taking care of your health. Is your secret eating well and sleeping well? As usual, I'll cheer up by listening to your voice. My request song is Kim Yeonji's 사랑의 인사. 오늘도 화이팅입니다." Well, I'm so glad you feel like I'm taking very good care of my health, but I am struggling just as much as the next person, mostly because I tend to not be diligent sometimes, and absolutely, the secret to staying healthy is, of course, eating well and sleeping well, but I don't do those things. I'm always trying, but it doesn't go as planned more often than not. So, hey, vitamins are the way to go, too. Good. You can just put a lot of stuff in your arsenal. Try this and that. That's for sure. All right, let's listen to these two song requests right now. First up, Moon Jong-up with Us, followed by Kim Yeonji with 사랑의 인사, Lovely Sweet Heart.
No one like it better when it's
여기 투명한 inside 나의 잔을 비워놔 두께 널 담을까.
That was 사랑의 인사, Lovely Sweet Heart by Kim Yeonji. And before that, it was Us by Moon Jong-up. More messages today. Speaking of water, Yubin says, "I hear there's not enough water in and around Gwangju and that they might have to restrict water usage." Well, if they have to restrict, they have to do it. Growing up in an area where we were always in and out of drought, I know that very well. We had to stop watering our lawns, and all the kids at school, we had to undergo water conservation, like, habits, right? Turn the water off when you're brushing your teeth, this kind of stuff. But you know what? If everybody pitches in just a little bit and it makes a difference, then sure, it will be probably very worth it. Hopefully so. Listener Jum says, "I'm mustering up my energy with One Fine Day. I think I'm almost better now that I'm tuning in while leaving work." Aw, we'll have a happy commute home. Listener, I'm Kelly, commenting on our Instagram pic. Says, "I can see your smile behind the mask. When eyes smile, we can see it behind the mask. It's relatively easy to make lips smile, but not that easy to contract the muscle that surrounds my eyes. There is a big difference between a real smile and a fake smile, right? Of course, some social situations requires polite but fake smiles from time to time." Sure, there is definitely a difference, I believe so, although maybe some people are better at faking it than others. But I do think that there's a reason why we can do polite smiles. Obviously, there are occasions that call for it. So yes, I agree. Definitely very right. Alicia Y has some news. "I booked my flights to Korea. Flying out 26 May We'll be there till the 11th of June. I might change my flight to the 28th, though, as my family is only joining me there on the 3rd. So they aren't pleased, as they don't see why I've got to spend 8 whole days there on my own. Whoops. When my family arrives, we'll be spending the first 2 days in Busan. So to accommodate my first 6 to 8 nights there, I'm currently still researching cushy ones near train stations that have a direct train line to Seoul Station. Keeping heavy suitcase in mind, the shorter the walking distance, the better. After studying the subway map and lots of filtered searches on cushy ones sites, I'm currently eyeing those around Hongik-yeok and Myeongdong-yeok. But if anyone has better suggestions, shoot them my way. All right, well, you also have an additional option. I don't know if it's cheaper of looking into Airbnbs, I think. Or Myeongdong area seems to have a lot of hostels suited for single travelers. So, well, I hope that you find some luck. And I'm sure some of our listeners here will definitely be happy to help you out with some suggestions as well. So good luck. And congratulations on booking your trip. 2737 writes, "Hello, it's Jerry. So far in my life, I've seen women cry in front of me a total of 3 times. And 2 of those were at work. Once it was 20 years ago when a researcher was unloading about how hard her work was. And the other time was this morning when another researcher was saying goodbye to move on to another company. She shed tears as she was saying thanks and sorry. I was taken by surprise, but wished her the best. I don't think I'll be able to understand the meaning of those tears in full, though. Tonight, I think I'll write her a letter to cheer her on so that she can keep growing without any worries wherever she may be. My request song is W in Wales, RPG Shine." Oh, well, I'm sure it was just a lot of a mixture of emotions for that researcher leaving your company. A feeling of, I don't know, I guess maybe it was a good sign that she had kind of built some affection for her workplace there. I think it's kind of showing that you guys probably have a very good work environment, that she's sad to go. Right? But I think writing a letter of encouragement is a fantastic idea to go above and beyond. So yes, thank you so much for sharing. We'll listen to Jerry's song request for our next song break. Here is W in Whale with RPG Shine.
Rocket Punch Generation.
You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Yisunghyun 533 says, "Hello, DJ Lena. It's hump day. Hope everyone cheers up. Just 2 days more." Yes, just 2 days more in the work week. Very true, very true. Yubi Niko says, "Lena 언니, 안녕하세요. I want to wish you an early happy, happy birthday. I'm surviving day by day. Just waiting for your concert. Turns out, having something to wait for can be a big source of strength. 태어나 주셔서 감사합니다." Well, thank you for the birthday wishes, and thank you for being born. It was really not my idea. You'll have to thank my mom and my dad. Listener 종송아 says, "안녕하세요, 정연 누나. There's a colleague at work whose first name is Hyun. And we're close enough to greet each other very happily when we run into each other at work. I don't know if you've figured as much, but his last name is Jung. So whenever I get a call from him, my heart flutters. Maybe it's also because I've set your picture as the incoming call screen. Sorry. The weather's so beautiful today, so I'm biking around my neighborhood. Ha ha ha. Jung Hyun. Maybe you'll have to change that picture. In any case, maybe you should actually put like something behind it, like 정현 팀장님, you know, or something like that. I don't know. Although, if your heart flutters, then maybe that's not a bad thing. Listener PC 1178001 writes, "Is this live? If it is, I want to request a Jannabi song." And guess what? It is live. I hope you are understanding me reading your message on the air, because we're going to listen to your song right now. Here's Jannabi now with our next song break with Surprise. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Today we will listen to a couple of songs that have the word water in their titles, because it is World Water Day. First, we will listen to K-pop song 물이 되는 꿈, Dream to be Water, by Lucid Fall. He is, of course, a singer, songwriter, poet, author, bioengineer, and a gourd or tangerine farmer in Jeju-do. Surely his resume is one of a kind, but in the world of K-pop, he is known and beloved first and foremost for his poetic, natural-sounding, gentle and pastoral songs and voice. As for his song, 물이 되는 꿈, Dream to be Water, it was part of his 2005 album entitled 오 사랑. He was reportedly inspired by another poem called 물빛 by poet Ma Jung-gi. The song starts like this. Water, dream of becoming water, dream of becoming water, dream of becoming water. Flower, dream of becoming flower, dream of becoming seed, dream of becoming grass. River, dream of becoming river, dream of becoming light, dream of becoming salt. Sea, dream of becoming sea, dream of becoming wave, dream of becoming water. See how that cyclicalness just gives you a really nice payoff at the end? This is a great song. As for our non-K-pop side, we will listen to In the Water by American artists Cal and Quinn92. Cal is one half of the Boston-based pop rap duo Time Flies. Quinn92 is a singer-songwriter from Detroit who's been steadily gaining global popularity. The two collaborated on the song during the pandemic and released it as a single in the spring of 2021. And it was later also included on Cal's 2022 solo album entitled Gas Station Sunglasses. That's a good title. Now, this song is not really about water, but rather it's about falling in love. And it goes like this. We were up on the docks with a couple of friends. I thought that's all it was. But if that's all it was, then why'd you say there must be something in the water, water, water? And I know you feel it too. Flip my cards over, 'cause I'm all in, all in, all in. All right. Kind of a cute couple metaphors going on there, right? Poker, I'm all in, I'm committed. In the water, taking that deep dive. Let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. 물이 되는 꿈, Dream to be Water by Lucid Fall, followed by In the Water by Cal and Quinn92. In the Water by Cal and Quinn92. And before that, Lucid Fall with Muri Dwenin Gum or Dream to Be Water. Those were our parallel universe songs for World Water Day. Now, stay with me, because coming up in part two is OFD's version of Gayo Top 10. But for now, let me wrap up part one of the show with Hyun and her song, Watercolor. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we'll hop on a time machine and travel back in time to listen to some good old Gayo for our Wednesday segment, Gayo Top 10. I will be right back with Liz after this song break. Let's listen to IU with her song Blooming. Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as Gayo. Back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the Gayo Top 10. It's not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but way back when Wednesday, we're going to take a trip back in time to listen to some old school K-pop music, also known as Gayo. Now, of course, to join us through this fun musical trip is our very own staff writer, Liz.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm feeling the hump day, even though we only started the work week yesterday here on OFD, but I don't know what it is, but I don't know, maybe it's a seasonal transition.
Maybe. I've been getting sleepy a lot more often than usual.
I'm just not feeling rested, even though I get good rest.
You do? Because you sounded really busy.
I am pretty busy. Last night, I thought I was going to be, I'm going to be raring to go for Wednesday. But I don't know. I mean, I had over like 8 hours in bed. I don't know how much of it was actually sleeping.
Right.
Because I didn't feel very rested. I don't know. What's wrong?
Well, for me...
But you're not having the problems like that, right?
No. It's weird because I usually have a very hard time falling asleep, like, always.
Yeah.
But the past week or so, I would take a nap, not intentionally. Like, I would fall asleep, like, right after lunch or dinner.
Because, you know, full stomach,
food coma.
Yes.
And then I'd get up after, like, an hour and a half, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to sleep at all tonight, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I would actually fall asleep earlier than usual.
So I wish that would happen to me.
I don't know if I'm, like, going into a late hibernation mode.
No, I think that is also season transition.
Maybe.
Yeah, and the warm weather, sudden warm weather, you would think it's more energizing. It actually makes me feel more tired.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is. But it is spring nevertheless, pros and cons aside. And of course, I mean, we've already started getting so many spring song requests. Our song that we listened to usher us into One Fine, to start up part two, I use Blooming, I thought was a nice little clever kind of clue.
Yeah.
As to
her
what
name
we
will come
do.
Up again, but
yes.
Just on the sidelines, not so much. Because, you know, she was not really there around Gayo Top 10
No,
era.
She's very post Gayo Top 10
yeah, very
era.
Much so. I was actually debating if she was born after.
Oh, she might have been.
Right? I don't...
Yes. I'm not sure. Does anybody know off the top of their heads when she was born?
Well, at any rate, she was not around around the time when all these songs that we're going to listen to were released. So
yes,
I wasn't even around. But anyway.
That's for sure. We have Taipei Wern and Alicia all saying, hello, Liz. Hi, Liz. Alicia gives you a little kiss. Kissy emoji.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. And I think Lim Tway is also tuning in with us today.
Hello.
종성아 says, 작가님 안녕하세요. Update 2000. 작가님, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, and also, Lijin님, hi from Lim Tway. Rita from Kim Ji-soo.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Taebae Warren says, blame it on the weather.
Yeah, I think I will.
Blame it on the weather. PD님 looked it up for us. IU, 1993.
Oh, so she was born, like, Kaetopten was still going on.
Yeah, but it ended when she was, like, four.
Yeah.
So I don't think it counts.
No.
She would have no memory of it.
But she does remake or cover some really old songs really well, too.
Oh, so, yes, yes. Yeah. But, you know, she's a musician, mm-hmm. and so she's going to be looking up retro songs. I think she'd really dig our playlist today.
Yeah.
I don't know her
I
at
mean,
all.
I mean, I know I'm for just a gonna fact assume. That she likes at least one of them for sure.
That's so. True. Yes, at least one of them for mm-hmm. sure. All right. Lahab 82 tuning in late.
Hello.
안녕하세요. That's so cute.
That is very cute.
Yeah. All right. So before I give away too much, I will let you introduce our topic for
right,
today.
Right. So what had happened
yeah.
was I wanted to find mm-hmm. some spring songs that we used to listen to before 벚꽃 ending. Because okay. I know there are tons,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I was like, look, why has 벚꽃 ending just erased all our memories?
Yeah, why can't we remember life before 벚꽃
exactly.
ending?
Exactly. It's yes. like, what happened to our memories, right? So I wanted to find, like, dig a little bit and mm-hmm. listen to some spring songs from, I was just thinking, you know, regular Kaetopten era, somewhere between 1983 and yeah. 1998 was what I was aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
But when I actually looked up, mm-hmm. searched on the portal site, you know, something to the effect of before 벚꽃 ending.
Yeah.
It started the list with a song from 1965.
Whoa.
And I listened to it and I liked it so much, I figured, okay, wow. well, I'll go before Kaetopten and yeah. then maybe I'll just, since I found a song from 1965, maybe yeah. I'll just do one song per decade and just work our way up, right?
Right.
And then so I went to the 70s
yeah.
and I found four wonderful songs. So that's where my research stopped.
Very good.
Yeah. So we're going to go all the way back to 1965 and mostly stay in the early 70s.
Wow. We're going way, way, way back today.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
It has. Mm-hmm. And I was actually really pleasantly surprised to find that these songs, well, at least three of them, mm-hmm. I know I've heard before.
Right.
But what really surprised me more mm-hmm. than anything was how not dated they sound.
Because,
like, some of them actually have timestamps in them, as in, like, oh, this is so, oh, the 60s song, the only one song from the 60s, it sounds 60s.
Very
and there's, 60s. Yeah, there's no
sure,
other way around
you
it.
You can't really avoid that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, it's like mm-hmm. these songs could have been released any time between when they were released and now,
wow.
and I would not have been surprised.
Interesting. Something timeless about mm-hmm. their arrangements.
And another song that these songs had in another fact that these songs had mm-hmm. in common was that they just happened to be by female vocalists.
Right.
Some of them singer-songwriters and some of them just vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
And they just all sound so different.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get... So we have so much similarities. Before IU's time, mm-hmm. it's more female artists with spring songs.
Mm-hmm.
But all very, very unique in some way or another.
That's right.
All right, cool. What is that first song that kind of inspired the whole subject for today?
Right. So taking us all the way back to 1965 is a song called 산 넘어 남촌에는 by 박재란.
Mm-hmm.
And I did find an English translation for the title, which was In 남촌, Over the Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But I think from the context of the lyrics, yeah. I think it's more like on the south side of the river, or of the mountain.
Okay.
So 남촌, I don't think it's an actual geographical name.
But saying you're south of the mountain.
Right, like a village in the south.
Right, rather. Right, right.
So I think I'm going to go with south side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just kind of forget about the prepositions for now. But
okay.
yeah.
Sounds good.
Going back to the singer 박재란, her real name is Lee Young-suk, and she had actually indeed made her initial debut as Lee Young-suk in 1950. 53. Mm-hmm. In the indie stages, on the indie stages, mm-hmm. especially in the U.S. military bases. Mm-hmm. But she was discovered, big air quote there, by a songwriter slash organist by the name of Park Tae-jun. And then she sort of became his apprentice. And he's the one who gave her the stage name Park Jae-ran. I'm guessing he almost felt like a father to her to have given her the same last name.
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then come 1957, as she was being trained by this songwriter, she was, I guess, selected as a house singer for KBS. Apparently those things existed, like they had competitions, and she became like a, because I remember vaguely that they had house talents, as in actors who would only act on KBS. And I guess they had the same sort of system for singers back then.
So she
was
like
she was the fourth year of the selection. She was chosen, so she became a KBS singer at the time. And then now history becomes a little fuzzy because there I found multiple different accounts of when and how things happened in terms of the song 산 넘어 남촌에는, because one account said that this was written and released in 1958 and kind of put her in stardom, but the record would as in the albums would say the album was released in 1965.
That's a big discrepancy.
Yeah, it's 7 years.
Well, maybe the song hadn't been printed onto a record until 65, but the song had been around since
58. I have no idea how it happened, but
we could be performing it live here and there.
Maybe.
And word of mouth can be kind of thing, but then the official actual, like going into the studio and doing it wasn't, you know, back in the day, people who just performed things live became the umwon.
That's true,
right,
too.
That people played, especially in the jazz era in the 50s. But then actually going into the studio and doing a studio performance of it and mixing it, mastering it, printing it onto LP, that happened much later.
Maybe.
That's my theory.
I think it makes total sense, but there's really no way for me to verify it without actually, you know, barging into a library, which I will not do. So we'll leave it at that. So either the song was released in 1958 or 65, somewhere around there. But it was also around the time she made her debut as an actress in a movie. And it was after the movie stint, she actually released slash recorded whatever. She did a version of Pearly Shells in Korean, which was called Jinju Jogejabi, which of course was in turn covered by many artists, including Cool in the 90s. But that's
another story
story. She is also famously the mother of singer Park Sung-shin. And I thought that was an interesting fact that that had completely escaped me until I read it. I was like, I knew, why did I know this? You know? But yeah, she was the mother of Park Sung-shin, and also she still performs, especially on Gayo Mudae, and this particular song, 산 넘어 남촌에는, was actually listed in the 100 favorite songs to be performed on Gayo Top 10. Apparently they have a list.
Nice.
Not Gayo Top 10, Gayo Mudae.
Completely
different.
Gayo Mudae.
Yeah, completely different programs. Yes. But anywho, as for the song 산 넘어 남촌에는, it's based on a poem that was released actually in 1927 by poet Kim Dong-hwan is the name, and the song, the music was actually given to it by a songwriter, Kim Dong-hyun, so that's why I was like stuttering a little bit, because I was like, which one's which?
Which one is which?
Yeah, but apparently Pine Kim Dong-hwan, Pine is his poet name, and apparently he's really well-known. I wish I knew better, but I did not get my higher education here.
Right.
So we'll pass on that. And apparently the song, this poem actually, was a lot longer, and it was mostly about, you know, not having our own country, and you know, because most of the poems written in Korean in that era was about that.
Of course.
But the song version only takes the first verse of the poem, and it's actually just really pretty.
Yeah.
And I think some of our listeners might recognize the song, because I think I've heard the song being used in, like, you know, TV montages and, you know, like, in the background when they're just, you know, concentrating on the fact that it's spring.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just the song starts with, who could live on the south side of the mountain that the spring breeze would always come to it, come to the area every year. So, you know, it's like personifying whatever.
Right.
And just talking about images of spring, like talk about azaleas in April and the scent of wheat ripening. I didn't even know they had a smell. But in May. And
whatever it smells like, I think it smells good.
Yeah.
Just my imagination is filling in the blanks.
I'm thinking beer and it's nice.
Oh, I'm thinking toast.
Oh.
You know, like something.
Okay, well, you're healthier than me because I'm still thinking beer. Anyway, and then in the second, I guess, it is a poem. I think it's still the same verse, but on the second stanza, they talk about the flocks of butterflies and how beautiful the color of the sky is and skylark singing. And it's just all around very, very beautiful.
Idyllic sounding.
Exactly. And musically, though, I was kind of, like, if I don't pay attention to the lyrics, it's more summery than springy for me.
Okay.
Because it reminds me of Elvis in Hawaii.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, they use that steel guitar so, like, tropical
that
for
twang,
me.
That twangy.
Yeah, but it's also at the very same time, it's very peaceful and paradise-like and
relaxation.
Just, yeah, it's just beautiful. And Elvis.
And Elvis.
Yeah.
And Elvis.
Uh-huh. And the sound quality, obviously, only naturally, is not, you know, perfect, right?
Sure.
But perfect in the 60s way.
Oh, yeah,
so, like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
that LP sound and the microphone, it sounds like the microphone has, like, you know, filters after filters after filters on it because it sounds so muted.
Yeah.
But remember, I think it was yesterday, a writer was, or not writer, a listener was writing it about how there are colors to songs.
That's true, yes, yes.
Yeah, and this song, I thought, I can't help but, like, even with all the imageries about, you know, azaleas and blue sky and the butterflies.
Yeah.
I can't help but imagine the song in black and white.
Oh.
Because it's 60s. It sounds so 60s.
There's a feeling of nostalgia. Mm-hmm.
But, like, pretty muted black and white.
Right.
Not like Schindler's List black and white.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Beautiful sepia tones.
Yes.
There we go. All right. Let's take a listen. Here is Park Jae-ran with 산 넘어 남촌에는, or In Namchon Over the Mountain. We just heard 산 넘어 남촌에는, In Namchon Over the Mountain by Park Jae-ran. It is definitely exactly how you described it, right?
Yeah.
We're like, we're kind of going, we're nodding our heads, that's for sure. What a lovely song.
Right?
And I was not expecting such a lovely voice from Park Jae-ran. We have, incidentally, a new listener I thought I'd give a shout out on our Kong chat. Semi91 says, first time tuning into OFD Live, and says, I can't wait to listen to this show these days. I think that we're a new find.
Yay.
Yay. Welcome. All right. What's next?
I was just speaking into the message board, and I noticed that JSJerry76 actually knows the poem, but not the song.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It must be one of those standards.
Yeah.
Poems, or maybe he just knows more poetry than the average Korean.
But yeah, it does make me curious about the rest of the poem, which was more, I'm told that it was a lot more emotional, but
I gotta
look it up.
Interesting, yeah.
But for now, moving on to our next song, we're gonna jump over to 1971 and listen to a song called 꽃반지 끼고, or Flower Ring, I'm calling it, by the singer Eun-hee. Who was actually born Kim Eun-hee, but her stage name is Just Eun-hee.
Just Eun-hee.
And she was actually a member of a duo known as Lana A. Rospo.
Okay.
And that is Italian for frog and toad.
Oh, cute.
Right?
Yes.
But I think they leaned on Italian and went with the name because they were sort of following the footsteps of Tua and Moa, which is another co-ed duo that hit it big just before this.
I see.
And yeah, they made their debut with the song called 사랑해 in 1971. It was the same year. Apparently, this group, so it was actually Frog, the female vocalist, and Toad, the male vocalist.
Yeah.
Apparently, they ended up having like 12 other frogs. But yeah, so all the female singers just came and went.
Oh.
And it just so happened that the songs were leaning more heavily on the female vocalist.
I see.
So it sounds like most of the female, of the 13 vocalists, most of them just ended up becoming solo artists themselves.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, before being a part of Lana A. Rossbow, Eunhee was actually singing in the U.S. military base as well, because, you know, that's how most of the singers started, seems.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have that many other stages to begin with.
Right.
And that's where all the, like, hardcore Korean musicians were, like, the instrumentalists were based in anyway.
Yes.
But yeah, so she was born and raised in Jeju, but she came to Seoul with the dream of becoming a singer.
Yeah.
And she started performing there right after high school.
Mm.
And then she got selected as a member of Lana A. Rossbow, and then that lasted less than a year.
Yeah.
But apparently their song 사랑해 was huge, and that actually led to her solo debut as well, which actually happened in August of 1971. So it's not just even less than a year. It's just,
it was just bam, bam, bam events.
Exactly.
Right after. That was a busy time for her.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And so her debut song was 꽃반지 끼고.
I see.
That was actually, she, I think, was actually one of the M station's staple singer.
Oh, okay, yeah, in-house singer. Here we have another network house.
Right, so similar paths.
Yeah, but sounds like it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then she released her solo album as a celebration of becoming an in-house artist.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then that same year, she won the Female Rookie Singer Award at the M station.
I see.
And then I think I vaguely remember reading maybe like 4 years later, she moved to the States.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then she attended the, I want to say FIT, F-I-T, Fashion Institute of Technology, which is a part of State University of New York.
Yes.
And she studied fashion and just stayed there for quite some time.
Oh.
But currently she's back in Jeju.
Yeah.
Where her daughter, who goes by the name Kimi, is an author and a haenyeo.
Oh.
Yeah, haenyeo is a female diver.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was an interesting tidbit that I wanted to add in there.
Interesting tidbit there.
Yeah.
Full circle all the way around the world and back to Jeju-do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She also apparently is friends with Go Doo-sim, who is also the actress who is also from Jeju. And they went to the same schools for, well, multiple schools. Mm-hmm. And they've been on, you know, talk shows together since and so on and so forth. Yeah. So yeah, that age group there.
I see now. I got it. Very clued in. In fact, her stint as a singer actually turned out to be a brief chapter in a very interesting, long, varied life.
But it's a shame that it was a brief stint because she does sound amazing.
Uh-huh.
This song has 70s written all over it, even though it's like 1971, so like the onset of 70s.
Right.
But it's got like Setsipon written all over it. It's funny that I should use that French because, excuse my French, but the song sounds very French.
Oh, does it?
To my untrained ears anyway, it reminds me of like those old 70s French movies I never watched.
Okay, okay.
And there's a bit where she actually like squeezes in a bit of narration in there.
I see.
Which also reminds me of, you know, chansons.
And, of course.
Yeah. There's lots of strings, beautiful strings, mm-hmm. and clarinet solo and oboe here and there.
Yeah.
And earlier I said I can't help but imagine the song in black and white with our previous song. But mm-hmm. with this song, I imagine, like, you know those old films that were colored afterwards?
Yes, yes. Technicolor. Yeah. Remastered into color.
Right. And a little bit of, like, so back in the old days when the TV screens were, like, the giant brown screens with, like, the bulbous front. And they were more closer to square in terms of ratio.
That's
so
true.
All the movies had to be squished to fit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all the the humans had, like, long,
elongated
long faces,
and thin,
like cone heads.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine with this song.
Interesting.
And, like, movies like Love Story and Romeo and Juliet back in those days because... Mm-hmm. I have very small frame of reference.
I think that's all the frame of reference we need to kind of place us in the mindset to listen to the song.
Awesome. Quickly, I'll mention the reason I thought this was a very spring song is because, you know, flower ring.
Sure.
It's a ring made of flowers.
Little petals strung together.
But it's not a happy, happy song.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, it sounds happy enough, but lyrically, it's a song of reminiscence.
Mm.
It's a woman who's reminiscing about the trail that she walked hand in hand with the person who gave her that flower ring.
Oh.
But it's a beautiful memory that's now gone.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. And then she does in the middle say, you've left for good, but I can't forget you.
Mm-hmm.
And then toward the end, she says, you're the star and the faraway night sky, which makes me imagine unfortunate tragic endings.
Oh, okay. Or maybe they moved away?
Oh,
We don't know.
But the song's beautiful.
All right. Well, let's enjoy it right now. Here is Eunhee with 꽃반지 끼고 or Flower Ring. We just listened to Eunhee from 1971, 꽃반지 끼고 or Flower Ring on Gaayo Top 10. We're going way, way, way back,
back
to the 70s, one song from the 60s, but now we're mostly staying in the 70s.
That's
here.
Right.
Got some lovely ladies of yesteryear performing spring songs, and you know what?
Spring songs of yore.
But the universality of spring, like, it makes us be able to relate to these songs even today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
So who is our next artist?
Well, the next artist goes by the name Jung Mi-jo, and we're going to listen to her song Gaeyeol, which I found on YouTube.
Yeah.
The English title is Gaeyeol, which I loved.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it that way.
Okay.
This song takes us back to 1972, so we are, you know, inching our way closer to the current time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was also Jung Mi-jo's debut song.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she was actually a art major, fine arts major, who just kind of decided to give singing a try right after college.
Yeah.
And she started singing in 1972 with this song. And then come 1979, she decided to quit singing because she wanted to draw again.
Oh,
so
wow.
She started painting. Okay. She went to France to study fine arts or painting.
Yeah.
And after coming back to Korea, she was an arts professor for a long time until she retired in 2014. And 2 years later, she was like, maybe I'll try singing again.
And
so she released an album in 2016.
Wow.
I think the latest album she released was actually in 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, so an all-around artist.
Yes, sounds
and
like it.
And this is the song that's going to make us talk about IU again.
Okay.
Because I thought...
Yeah.
I knew the song
because
of, you know, something that I heard in the background somewhere.
When you were really young?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first time I really took note of the song was actually on 풍류대장.
Oh!
Yeah, like I heard the song and I found myself singing along and I was like, why do I know this song, you know? And I do love that rendition by, I believe it was Ondo who sang it.
Yes, yes.
And I do remember loving it a lot and then wondering again, why do I know this song?
Right.
Only to later find out it may have been IU's cover version that I heard earlier.
I see.
But she is also not the only one who covered the song. This song's been covered over and over and over again. I mean, look up K-Hour and Nothing Else on YouTube and you'll get...
The song itself is...
Oh, yeah.
Very famous.
Tons and tons of covers, wonderful covers, ranging in genres from like trot to like it's been performed in all the competitions.
There's
a popera version, and there's a jazz version by Malo.
Yeah,
and there's a Shim Soo-bong version. She recorded it for an album, and so when I heard the song, the original song again this time around, I was like, "Huh, this is surprisingly Latin." The image I got. And then when I listened to Shim Soo-bong's cover, I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one who felt that way, because Shim Soo-bong totally just turned it into full-on tango.
Ah, I see.
IU kind of did a Hisai Shijo type of piano rendition.
Right.
And that was lovely, too. But Shim Soo-bong's tango version, you should check it out if tango's your thing, because it is pretty.
Yeah.
There's a Kim Yuna version.
Yeah.
And the biggest surprise I had was there was a Kim Jong-guk version.
Nice. Now I'm curious about that.
This song, too, was actually based on a poem written in 1920s, this time by an actual really famous poet that even I know, Kim Soo-er.
Yeah.
And this song, too, is about the loss of country and, you know, the Han, the Korean Han that we all live and breathe.
Our pain, our tragedy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But to clarify, K-O-R apparently is the rapids in a stream.
Okay.
It's a Yeo-er of Kaechon, which made me look up Yeo-er, and that is rapids. So, and that's where the protagonist of the poem and the song is sitting, because she can't move on because the person she loves has left her, and the worst part of the poem and the narrative is there was a promise that he's gone, but not fully gone. And then she interprets that as, is that your way of asking me not to forget? And it's all just in question, because there's really no way to know. She's talking to herself and she's just fallen by the rapids. But I brought this in not because it's tragic, but because it does mention spring breeze and green grass sprouting out.
Right.
Because that's when all this happens. She's fallen by the rapids and she's feeling the water in front of her that's being swished and swashed by the spring breeze. And she's thinking about that promise that he made, saying, I'm leaving, but not really.
Right. Oh, so she's in a kind of, she's sort of in that whirlwind of currents as well, it seems like, emotion-wise.
I think so,
kind of a little personification, I feel like.
I think so. She's just feeling chaos and, like, unsettledness.
Well, you weren't kidding. K-O-R, pretty popular listener. Puhaha KMH says, K-O-R, 명곡이죠.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Beautiful song. And probably we can consider it a Korean standard song at this point, being covered so much as it has. But here, let's listen to Chung Mi-jo with K-O-R.
당신은 무슨 일로 그리합니까? 홀로 이
That was Chung Mi-jo with K-O-R. And, you know, Liz, you weren't too far off about the Latin rhythm feel. I think it's actually a cha-cha-cha rhythm that we're listening to.
Awesome.
And
validated.
Yeah, and the nylon guitar solo sounds very kind of Spanish guitar kind of. I think that was the aesthetic they were going for. But, yeah, lots and lots of different interpretations out there. But this is a nice... original interpretation
yeah.
that we got the pleasure, a treat to hear. Very nice stuff.
And from French to, or we started with Hawaiian style and then went to French and to Latin style.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to bring it back to the States.
Oh.
Listen to something very Woodstock.
Ooh.
Because it's a psychedelic piece called Pom. Or a Spring by mm-hmm. Kim Jong-mi, released in 1973. This was her fifth album,
yeah.
and it was produced wholly by Shin Joong-hyun.
Oh.
And it's actually considered one of his top three albums.
Works, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the album as a whole was not really received very well at the time of its release.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, some of the songs were actually banned.
Yeah.
And the albums were demolished. The units were demolished because mm-hmm. The government at the time,
yes.
Which was not a good one, deemed the singer... and the song unqualified because the singing style was too lowbrow.
Oh.
And the word they used was 창법 저속.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that was a word. But basically saying that she sounds too promiscuous.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they censored it.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. like not for words or
right.
content, but because she sounded too sexy
just
for them.
Just for the sheer technique of her singing.
Yeah. But she, like now when you listen to her, she's just awesome.
Yeah.
And the song is awesome. It's very psychedelic.
Yeah.
It's very flower power.
Mm-hmm.
Very lava lamps.
Yeah.
And I love the way, like, she uses a very nasally technique.
Uh-huh.
And there's a part where she says, the yellow butterflies are flying,
mm-hmm.
but she says, 활활 날아서.
Uh-huh.
It's written as 활활 날아서, but she says, fall, fall 날아서.
Oh, really?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this artistic, you know, freedom that she's using syllables that we don't have in
even
the Korean
in the
language.
Korean language
yeah.
or alphabet.
I had to write it as F-W-O-L.
It's
like far. Yeah, it's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of strings. It's dramatic.
Yeah.
As any psychedelic long full-length pieces would be.
Right.
It goes from minor to major to minor,
mm-hmm.
and it's just flawless all around.
Yeah.
But another thing that I noticed about this particular artist is that she went to the States.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, like everyone else I talked about so far.
Mm-hmm.
After singing for about 4 or 5 years, she decided, you know, she's just had enough.
Well, I mean, she got censored for the... by the government for having a lowbrow singing technique.
I think that had a very big push.
And let's not discount the fact that actually the early 70s is when a lot of people immigrated outside of Korea.
That is very true.
That's my parents immigrated in 72, right? Most of my friends that I knew, they all immigrated. So it's actually not an uncommon kind of trend that
we're seeing
at this time of history.
And I guess celebrity, you know, like when you want to escape that, too much attention on them, maybe that was one way to deal with
perhaps
it.
Perhaps so.
The song itself, again, I mean, the title says it all. It's about spring and how gorgeous it is.
Mm. You did mention the Horang Nabi before, so I'm assuming we're getting more spring images here.
Right,
there's
a talk of, you know, well, spring breeze.
Sure.
And I thought it was interesting how they start the song with the red flower, the image of red
pretty.
Flower.
Okay.
Which is not really early spring color for me, but, you know, it's like more like May. But
that's right.
But yeah, it talks about there's a yellow bird in there, which I'm assuming is a canary.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And spring breezes. I bet we can get a psychedelic take on
it. Flower power, man.
Switching things up. All right, let's listen. Here's Kim Jong-mi with Boom or Spring. We just heard Boom or Spring by Kim Jong-mi. Ooh. Very, very, she does sound very sexy and wonderful. I thought she sounded a little bit of channeling Eartha Kitt there with the little growls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for those of our listeners who may not know who Eartha Kitt is, she is Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm really old and I still think of her as the original bad girl.
Oh, yeah.
In any case, we're going to try and squeeze in one more wonderful, wonderful song. Kim Ji-soo, by the way, had a comment about how all the songs today are very healing songs.
Yeah. I mean, it is a healing season.
It is a healing season.
Yeah, it's season of hope. Growth and season of hope.
Yes.
Season of green.
Yes, of green. Our last song for today is?
It's called 봄이 오는 길. Internet tells me it should be The Road Spring is Coming Through. I'm just going to say it's Spring's Path.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Spring's Path. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a song by Park In-hee, released in 1974, and she was one half of Doaemoe.
Ah, yeah, so okay. The aforementioned.
Yes, we're doing a full circle there. And she went solo in 1972 and released 6 solo albums and also a record where she narrates poems. Oh. There's a word for it, isn't there?
Spoken word?
I
don't know.
But yeah, she did that. Mm-hmm. And she's also written essays, and I believe she also wrote a poetry book.
Yeah.
Yeah, she majored in French, hence the Doaemoe.
I see.
French duo.
Right.
Yada, yada.
Right.
She moved to the States. and then came back in 2016. I'm so stuck in 19 something whenever I'm sitting in this chair. But yeah, she came back for the first time in like 30 something years, and apparently she was really surprised that people knew her. And she actually, I saw an article where it said that she plans to hold a concert, but I'm not sure if that actually happened. I wish I had more
over
time
6
to
albums. She's had plenty of repertoire.
Oh yeah, totally. This song is one that I'm pretty sure I've heard on TV through like spring image montages.
And I see.
Yeah, it's very Carpenters. Mm-hmm. There's flutes and strings and everything. Mm. I did talk about her on Kayototen before, but I think it was with Stella because she covered a Carpenters song. And
that's Carpenters inspired Kayototen.
And this song is a little bit 푸른 하늘 자두치 too.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, there's a...
folk elements?
Like, couple of bars that remind me of that song, which only means that 푸른 하늘 must have gotten the inspiration from this song, because, again, 1974.
True.
This song also has some shifts from, like, major to minor to major. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's, like, the other way around. The other one was minor, major, minor. This
right,
one is
right.
major, minor, major.
Oh, okay.
And, again, title says it all. It's about spring coming through a trail and spring coming to the field and the haze whispering that spring is on its way how it's a very pretty guest that's bound to come.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not only a road, it's the road that the guest is coming down, that guest being the season of spring.
And about the narrator... dressing herself up in something pretty, like a some white dress with pink shoes and greeting the guest who always comes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. It is Park In-hee with 봄이 오는 길, or Spring's Path, as Liz renamed it. Thank you so much, Liz, for this healing and spring-like kind of playlist.
Always my pleasure.
All right, here we go. Park In-hee, 봄이 오는 길. That's it for today's show. Here's Chen taking us out with his song, 꽃 or Flower. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.